Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us the very quiet, the very reserved, the Reverend C.T. Kirk, pastor of Lord Knows What out there today. We're going to find out about that today, the Sanctuary Life Outreach Center. And he's been very, very involved with our community for as long as I've known him, which has been a long time. And we're going to talk about something new he's doing, which is his upcoming youth program. So first of all, C.T., for those who have not met you, I want you to tell them a little bit about your background.
All right. I'm pastor here at Sanctuary Life Outreach Center, as you mentioned. I've been teaching now for about 10 years, coming up with my 10th year of teaching down at South Middle School in Lancaster, South Carolina. I'm married to Monique Kirk. We have three children, and I'm also an author of three books and a fourth book looking to drop later this year.
So the three books, tell everybody about the three books, the titles of them.
The first book is called Learn to Take Back Your Mind. All these books available on Amazon. The second book is How the West Was Whitewashed. And the third book is Why Me, Boys Are Molested Too.
So you got into these, the writing, for what? Do you just have something driving you to get a message out?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff to say, so I figure writing is the best way to say it.
All right. So the first book, I mean, just take me through it.
Okay, the first book is really a devotional on how to take back your mind. It teaches you how to go through things and have a positive outlook, knowing that the trying of our faith produces much more than a lot of times we allow it. And so it's basically how to look at the circumstance situations you're going through and find the positive way that God wants to use you in spite of it.
Jeez. I could spend a whole hour just talking to you about what drove that book? What drove you to do that book?
That book is actually, our ministry deals with a lot of trauma, and trauma is a lot of driving points for what we see people operate through the day, but a lot of times in church we don't cover those past traumas, and so when we be able to look at those traumas, it's easier for us to be able to heal effectively and go forth in everything that God wants us to do.
Okay, so book number two.
Book number two I wrote when I was in college. We had to do a paper on history and the proclamation of the great American West. And when I was looking at a lot of the Westerns, I noticed that a lot of minorities were left out of the great expansion of the West. In fact, the original name for cowboys was not even a popular term. It was a derogatory term for black ranchers. And being able to look at those things, I were able to find out people like Bass Reeves and these different stories and movies that we've seen, people like John Wayne, different actors like Clint Eastwood, were actually stories like Brent Johnson, a black rancher, that were never told. And so just excited to write that one about the history of black cowboys.
And I tell you what, if you have not seen, I think it was a Netflix series on Bass Reeves,
yeah,
it's a great, great story.
I'm still waiting on royalty.
I was going to say, you discovered him, right?
Huh? I think somebody wrote the book and said, hey, we need to do something, some stuff on TV.
Okay. So book number three.
Book number three chronicles how I went through child molestation and how I had to learn how to heal from that and move forward with that so that that could become a story for others that are going through and those that needed healing as well. And that was probably the toughest book to write because it was really me saying for the first time, this is what I went through at 6 years old.
Did you feel that you needed to get that out there just so you could have some peace in your own mind?
It was like a big weight off of my shoulders, and just to hear other people's story of it, you wouldn't believe how many men have actually went through those molestation moments in their past as well.
Wow. We're not going to get into the specifics of all that, but that's something you harbored for how many years?
33 years.
And can you remember what the tipping point was that said, I have got to sit down and write this out?
Yeah, I started seeing things in my present day that could be contributed to what I went to in the past, and I didn't know it. And I think now we have a lot of knowledge and a lot of information. People are getting encouraged to go get counseling, and counseling is not that scary word like it was in the 70s and 80s, where people only felt like you were crazy if you needed help.
Right.
And so being able to say, okay, you know what, I can contribute a lot of things that I went through in my present to my past, so I got to deal with that past issue so that I can go forward and be free.
So these three books have come out over the last, what, 10 years?
Last 7-8 years.
7 or 8 years. So now you have a fourth book.
Yes, sir.
And what's that one about?
That book's going to deal with men being vulnerable and why we shield so much stuff in. And so that book's going to unpack a lot, because a lot of ladies don't understand why men hold so much stuff in.
So why do they? Why do we?
Well, because a lot of times we haven't been taught to be vulnerable. If we look at what our young people are going through now, our young men are not learning how to de-escalate fights or attempts. You remember when we were young, somebody hit you, you hit them back, you fought, but you went home to see another day. And so when all of these emotions are bottled up in you, and there's not a man to say, hey, it's okay for you to cry. I remember when I was young, you cried, oh, you're a sissy, you're a wimp. You know, you couldn't cry with a football injury. You couldn't say you had a headache. And so we keep those things bottled in, and then we grow up, and then we become a hard shell of an emotionless man. And so being able to uncover that thing and be able to unpack those layers and say, it's okay if you want to cry. It's okay for you to say that, you know, you don't feel accomplished enough. You don't feel adequate enough. Those things right there help us to relieve a lot of that stress and weight off of our lives.
I wonder what it's going to take to convince the male population that what you're saying is absolutely true. It's one thing to write it down on a book, but I guess for somebody to go through a session where they actually, you know, put all this stuff out on the table, mm-hmm. and somebody showed them that this was a good thing to do rather than just keeping it bottled up.
Yeah, it took me a long time before I got a therapist, but now I got a therapist that I go see monthly and able to unpack and able to unwind and unload, because a lot of things, sometimes we just need somebody to listen to us without telling us, you're wrong for thinking that way, or that's not right for you to think that way. And so when you're just able to have somebody listen sometimes without giving you the, okay, you're supposed to be a preacher, you're supposed to be older, you're supposed to know this, you're supposed to know that, it helps a lot to be able to deal with what we're going through in our current life.
You know, my wife years ago, and I'm talking years ago, made me read a book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. You're smiling already.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got out of that book is we have entirely different wiring diagrams. You know, women do what they do because that's their wiring diagram. Mm-hmm. Men do what they do because that's their wiring diagram. And the key is, how do you get the two of them to understand that? I'm not saying I do. I'm just telling you what I read.
That's why we dedicate at least 50 years to marriage. So we'll figure it out at 88 years old.
You know, the book I remember talked about the fact that women like to verbalize a lot more than men do. They'll talk through everything. But on the opposite side of the table is a man who wants to give a solution. Let's go ahead and move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're talking about here. You got to unpack this stuff, get it out there, and then figure out what to do with it.
Exactly. I dedicate one whole chapter if a man sat down with another man and said, okay, these are some of the emotions that you're going to go through. These are some of the things that you're going to deal with in life. This is what you're going to deal with when you get married. This is what you deal with when you're going to have children. I think it's easier to do what you say do and be able to verbalize those things and talk those things out. But I remember looking at, when you looked at shows when we were younger, all the man had to do was come home, put his check on the table, and go sit in his favorite chair, wait for dinner, and then go to bed and repeat that cycle. It wasn't, hey, we need to have conversations, we need to talk. All he knew was finances was give the check to the wife, she paid the bills, and give you leftover whatever you needed to be able to function for the week. Well, it's a different day and time now, and that demand for talking now is more out there because you have social media, you have podcasts everywhere, and so now it's more, I want to talk, and we got to be ready to do that.
So this book, is it done yet, or is it?
No, it's in process now. We're finishing it up.
Finishing up.
Yeah.
So by the end of the year, maybe?
Yes, sir.
By the end of the year. I think that's going to be a very interesting book.
Mm-hmm.
You've How do you start out that book? How do you start out a book like that? Here I am, a dumb male, and I don't know how to talk about anything?
No, I start off that book. But because I love history and I teach history, yeah. I always go to the history of it. So I'm looking at the definition. I'm looking at the statistics on men that are really vocal or men that are vulnerable. Why don't men feel vulnerable? And then from there, interjecting my own life where I felt like I couldn't always just verbalize something. And where did that come from? And be able to map that out in certain ways. And what I realize is a lot of us as men go through the same thing. It may just look a little different, but we all go through the same thing. We all go through, if the economy changes, that affects us as men in the point that we want to do the best for our families. We want to provide more. And me as a teacher, I have to pray every day because the economy, like $2.99 for a Snicker bar, and here it is, I'm getting paid once a month as a teacher. And so being able to say, okay, do you verbalize that? How do you go about doing that is very important.
But as you say, you've got a therapist that you deal with, and that's become part of your routine.
Yes, sir.
And maybe that's the first step. Maybe somebody needs to find somebody. Maybe it doesn't have to be a therapist. Maybe it's just C.T. Kirk. Yeah. Hey, C.T., I just want to come talk to you because I just want to talk.
Yeah, unload all of me so I can go to the therapist and unload all my ideas.
That's right. Yes. Here's $10. That's a lot cheaper than going to the therapist.
That's right, exactly.
But, I mean, really, that's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you had a group of guys, if we're talking about men right now, that would buy into this concept, and they would just get together periodically and, you know, whatever, talk, that would be a step towards what you're talking about.
And I think that changes the whole next generation because, like you said, 10 fathers come together, being able to be verbal, we'll take that home to 10 sons. 10 sons now understand it's okay for me to feel these ways, and I have people to outlet and talk to, and I feel like that's a problem with our youth now. People are talking at them, but they're not listening to them. And when they don't listen to them, then our youth bottle up so many things, and then when we get the violence, everybody now cares. When one gets locked up, now everybody cares. Well, what was the caring when that child, like, everything was right? When they were getting the good grades, when they were playing their PlayStation, when they wasn't sitting at the dinner table? What was their mindset then, and why wasn't we concerned with them then? But when something goes wrong, everybody's running then and say, okay, what can we do to make the world better?
You and I have talked about this a lot in the past. And this whole world that we live in now where we have too many homes without a dad. And I don't care if it's black, white, whatever the situation is. There's too many homes without a dad. Not saying that the mom can't take care of everything. I got all that. But it really takes two people to make this family unit what it's supposed to be. And we've pulled one of them out of there for whatever reason. You've got a dynamic that's very tough to deal with. Because I think, I don't know, I guess it depends on every family, but dads seem to communicate better with boys in most cases. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I find in my case, I got one son who communicates better with me. The other son communicates better with his mom. But the bottom line is they got somebody to talk to.
Exactly. I got a younger daughter that just loves daddy. So anything she's gonna tell daddy, and she keeps me youthful and she keeps me understanding. And then my son, sometimes I'm like, okay, I can't figure him out, but his mom can, because like you say, he runs to his mom, and so he has that balanced thing. And but one thing that he can say is, my dad's always there. My dad has always been there.
Exactly.
There hasn't been any lack in our life, and I think that is the perfect nucleus that God seen before all of this was even created, that they need the nucleus, they need the two-parent household in order to get that shared emotion, to get that shared love, so that there wouldn't be anything that falls through the cracks.
Which is a good segue into what we really want to talk about, which is you're doing a youth program, an upcoming youth program. I see you have the T-shirt on, just like Superman pulls it back.
Yes, sir.
The Jesus Revolution Rock Hill, that's what it's called about?
Oh, yeah. It's a movement that we want to captivate Rock Hill. I'm talking about getting the parents excited. I'm talking about getting fellow leaders excited, church pastors excited about pouring into our youth. It's not something that we just want our church to do. We want this to be a movement. And I was inspired from watching the actual movie, Jesus Revolution. And I know you're probably a little bit older than me, but you remember the outpouring of the Jesus Revolution in California and how it set ablaze amongst young hippies and young people who had no idea of the love of Christ. And I think that's still the most powerful message, that the love of Christ is a powerful message within itself. I know a lot of times that message gets lost up into traditions and religion, and we choke out the Jesus concept. But I believe that if we love these young people and show them what Jesus looks like, they'll be captivated like we were when we were younger.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think a lot of the, I don't know, the opportunities to understand what the role that the Lord plays in your life and how he's always there for you, whatever the situation is. Most people don't realize that until they get older.
Mm-hmm.
And if they understood it at a younger age, it would just deepen that relationship between the kid and his God, for sure. Okay, we're going to take a mid-program break, and we're going to talk about how this youth program is going to work as we continue our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Year with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, as is Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too, we won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Of course, you take a day off. Look, everybody reminds me I forgot to do something, and I did. I forgot to tell you that we're sitting here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. There is a way that we do that that's very special and very unique that's in these white letters that we're all going to chime out together, including Andy. He's here now, right?
Yes,
all right, so we got our club here. At the count of three, let's tell everybody how it's done. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, right. garden.
Okay, the world order has been restored. Okay. We're back here. Jeez, I'll tell you what. C.T. Kirk is our guest today. He's the pastor at the Sanctuary Life Outreach Center. He's also a teacher down in Lancaster County, where you've been teaching history for 10 years. He's written 4 books. If you want to listen to what they were, go back to the first half of the show. Very interesting stuff. But this camp, this youth program, give me some details. I mean, what are you doing? How are you doing this thing?
Okay, so it started from we had a contractor in our house putting up a wall up in our new house that we bought.
Is that to separate you from your wife?
Yeah. son to make a room for our daughter. And so he was talking about trades and how our young people are no longer doing trade jobs, and trade jobs are coming back, but there's nobody to fill them because most people have retired from it. He's like, I would love to have young people just to be able to pour some trades in it. And so the motor got to running, and so I talked to our team at our church. I was like, he wanted to come in and talk about trades, and they was like, hey, we can do a whole camp surrounding trade jobs, love learning.
Great idea.
How take care of our seniors, what's going on in the culture and how it's developed. And from that, we created Learn Love Camp, which is a camp from July the 8th to the 12th, in which we'll bring young people in from 8:30 to 1 p.m., train them in trades, train them in literacy skills, and different program and leadership to get them to understand the value of being a model citizen. A lot of times our focal point is on a younger generation, 12 and under. So when you see Vacation Bible Schools, you usually see the little kids. You see fun hats. You see sing-alongs. But our middle school kids and our high school kids are oftentimes overlooked because a lot of times we feel like, okay, that generation does not want to listen. But we've got to give them something, a message worth them listening to, and that is, hey, everybody's not going to go to college, but a plumber, electricians, entrepreneurs are making a lot of
big money.
They are big in, look at roofing, what happened now. Look at these roofing contracts and be able to get, so we got a roofer going to come and actually show them on the roof, hey, how this is how you get this done. And there are schools that you can go to, and it won't put you into financial debt once you retire, but you'll be leaving making $35, $40 an hour.
You can right now, if you have your truck driver certification, whatever that thing is called, you can easily make a six-figure salary. Six-figure salary. So you're absolutely right. With the trades, I mean, there's such a demand for plumbers and electricians, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm wondering, have you, in the course of this camp, thought about bringing somebody in from York Technical College to talk to these kids? Because they teach these trade programs over there, and a lot of these are scholarship-based. I mean, it might be a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, on that Friday, we're going to have vendors from all different trades come in, nail technicians. We're going to have roofers, contractors, plumbers come in. It's going to be a fair for our young people to be able to walk around and get information on a lot of these different trades. And we have a connection with Limestone College is going to come in and talk about how with a 3.2 GPA, a lot of our kids could go to school but don't know that there's money out there to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
And so being able to get them the education, Dr. Kimberly Johnson, a famed author, is going to be teaching one of the classes on how to care for our senior citizens, how to go about and be a great citizen to them, that when you see someone that is in need, that it automatically just ignites you to be able to do something positive. And many, a sad point of view is that one of this young men that was involved in the shooting that we had in Rock Hill a month ago was at the school that I taught at. I knew this young man. I watched this young man. I played with this young man on the basketball court, because as a teacher, I'm going to play with you. I'm going to be involved in you, with you. And to see him go that path that he ended up going on was so hurtful that I was like, we got to do more for our young people to get them engaged and a positive side of life.
You know, the biggest challenge that you have and everybody else has is the erosion of the family unit. Mm-hmm. It's not like it was when I was growing up and you were growing up. You know, it's the discipline thing, the mom and dad being there, kick you in the butt to get this done, get that done, what have you. That's all gone by the wayside. And these youngsters who are going to school, hopefully, when they leave school, they go home. What are they going home to? You know, it's chaos or whatever. So this is fabulous. So when is this camp going to be?
It's going to be July the 8th, kickoff at 8:30. We were able to get sororities and fraternities to partner with us to provide breakfast each morning. We're going to provide lunch. Everything is absolutely free, and it's for middle to high school students.
All right. It's going to be July 8th through what?
Through July 12th.
July 12th. And where is this thing going to be held?
At our church, Sanctuary Life Outreach Center.
Which is where?
1071 Finley Road.
Finley Road, right here. Okay. So how are you going about getting this work? I mean, because this is a big deal. I mean, are you going to have 100 people there, 200 people, 300 people?
We tried to cap it off at 40 because we wanted to keep the class
40?
Size lower. Yeah, we tried to, but that filled up so fast. So
good.
You were basically saying, you know, we want to be able to cater to those that want to come and those that have a heart. And like you said, the process is harder when you don't have the parental pushing that we used to have, whereas you're going to be something, you ain't going to just sit up here and lay on the couch. all summer. You know, I remember going outside to play from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
What a novel idea, yeah. Going out to play.
But now you ride through neighborhoods and you don't see any kids. You see, you know, gymnasiums empty, recreation centers empty. You see basketball court empty. And really being able to say, okay, parents, let us help you with your children. Even at our church, if you drop your child off, let us help you with your children. Because we believe that the message of Jesus is still the best message going.
This really sounds like a powerful camp. So if we got 100 people, that would not be a big deal? We can make
We wouldn't cry about it. One thing we've been able to do as a church, even when we were in a storefront, whatever we put our hands to, it seemed like God always supplied. When the storm came and the homeless had nowhere to go, we opened up the whole church. And people were just bringing us supplies. And we were able to have 40 homeless people stay in our sanctuary. We were in a small storefront.
Right.
Chad Simpson, shout out to him because he allowed us to do it. He owned the property. And so we always saw God providing for us. And I believe that if we just simply say, you know what, we may not have all the support that we need or the finances that we need, but God will supply. I believe that he'll open up those doors and we'll be able to, if 100 kids come, we'll be able to furnish 100 kids.
So have you put a flyer out on this?
Flyers too? Out all on social media.
Social media?
Yeah.
All right.
When we put the first 40 out, it filled up quick.
Well, I hope you get 100. I really do. I hope you get 200. I think that would be fabulous. So if somebody wants to go online and find this, I mean, what are we looking for?
We got an Eventbrite out there. If you're on social media, you can go to the new What's Up Rock Hill page that gives you all the information.
Say that again?
The new What's Up Rock Hill page.
The new What's Up Rock Hill page.
Yes, I got kicked off Facebook, so I had to create a new one. But it's, it details everything that's going on in the community. We have flyers out there, as well as you can go to our church page, Sanctuary of Life Outreach Center page, and log in as well.
How do you get kicked off of Facebook?
My marketer from my book told me sometimes you can go to famous people's page and put a plug out for your book, but I guess that's not acceptable. Guess you can't act like you know Harry Belafonte.
There is no cost for this.
No cost.
Now, is this an all-day camp? I mean, is it start at 8 o'clock?
It's going to be from 8:30 to 1 o'clock p.m.
8:30 to 1 p.m.
We know young people can only obtain so much information.
Yeah. Needless to say, the parents as well.
That's right.
8:30 to 1 p.m. And each day's curriculum is going to be involving people who are in the trades so they can talk to them.
It's
going
to be set up almost like a high school schedule. You're going to get three classes each day and an elective class. The elective class will be the trade class. So you will get a historical lesson by yours truly, and I'll have the costumes and everything.
Right.
You'll get a lesson on what it's like about learning leadership, and you'll get a lesson as well on Being a Great Citizen by Dr. Kimberly Johnson. So they'll be rotating in small pods, and then they'll break out for lunch, and then we'll have impactful speakers come in at the closing and at the beginning to give you that motivational speech and that motivational spiel. And even people that have had difficult walking in life that are now entrepreneurs saying that, hey, if you get a second chance, you better take it and go forward and make everything of it.
So do you have any plans for following up on this? In other words, those, let's say, 100 kids who were there, and they get all pumped up, and then they leave. To make sure that they take advantage of this?
Oh, yeah. We have a wonderful youth department, and what I was saying about the movement is we believe that the Jesus Revolution movement is going to be something that's going to be continue with our young people. So we're not going to let them go just at the camp, and you don't see us anymore.
Right.
But we're thinking about curriculum going forth that's going to bring you back in, keep you going on as well as partnering with people that are already doing community work. With the young people, because we really want the target to be young people realizing that there is a hope for them.
Well, there is, particularly if you, work is so important to everybody. It defines for many people who they are and how they turn out in life. And if you can get these kids connected to a trade, electrician, plumber, carpenter, whatever it is, and they start realizing, hey, I can make some money at this and have the American dream. Great.
I think I'm going to make some money. I can save some money.
Save some money. Right.
I'm painting my deck now, so I'm saving some.
Okay, his name is C.T. Kirk, and the camp is coming up the 8th of July through the 12th of July. You can go on to New What's Up Rock Hill on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
New
sir.
What's Up Rock Hill on Facebook. Get more information or go to the church website, which, of course, is the Sanctuary Life Outreach Center.
Mm-hmm.
C.T., you always amaze me. Thanks for all that you're doing, buddy.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, we're not going to screw this up twice. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And the way we do it is in these white letters. And for all these people out there, including the studious doctor in the corner, are you ready? At the count of three, let's tell everybody how this is done. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Not good, but not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.